The process can feel like a treasure hunt. You take a canoe down the river, trudge through feet of water, digging down into the riverbed.
What's that?
Hoping to strike gold.
This is really... This is interesting. So this
I've never
is the,
seen one alive, so I wanted Al to confirm it, and he did. He's pulled them out of the Willamette before, but I didn't expect to find that here.
Mussels, the small, hard-shelled mollusks, are an important part of the Willamette River, and that's why they're the subject of a two-year project from Willamette Riverkeeper, Executive Director Travis Williams.
What we're trying to accomplish here is to, A, show that there is this amazing species of animal that lives in the bottom of the Willamette that can be over 100 years old. When you say that to most people, their eyes kind of light up, like, what are you talking about?
Eugene's mussel bed was the largest found in a 100-mile survey last year. The most prevalent mussel is called the Western Pearl Shell, which has a deep red shell and, like its name implies, a pearl-white interior. Jesse Rohrig is a volunteer and 8th-grade science teacher in Hillsboro.
And I really like participating in the science because it's something I can bring back to my students.
She's volunteered for several years, but this is one of the first times she's looking for mussels. She's assisting a diver with a snorkel, who combs through a block of riverbed called a quadrat. They'll remove the mussel, measure it, and return it to the water.
Patty's gonna find one, if anyone's gonna find it, yeah.
Rohrig says the study is an opportunity for her students to engage with science in their community.
Their warm-up question one day was like, what data should Willamette Riverkeeper collect on these mussels? And my students had all kinds of things they wanted to say, so it was really neat.
With little knowledge on why populations are declining nationally, the organization is hoping their surveys can shed some light on changes in mussel health. Williams says the creatures are a unique angle for questioning how environmental factors such as pesticides and urban development can affect river stability.
For the average person, I think what they would want to know is, are they thriving out here? Do we have conditions that work in terms of river health that support this species and enable them to reproduce naturally? From what we've seen, you know, we're beginning to get at some of those questions, but this study is going to shed more light on that.
Results of past studies show that mussels in the area are numerous but not reproducing. Initial results this year show that mussels are healthy and cover a wide range of ages. Willamette Riverkeeper expects to publish the results online in early October. Alec Cowan, KLCC News on the Willamette River.